familiar with G-Dep, right? The rapper from Bad Boy. He is
sure.
Oh, what's Get This Money? A Special Delivery. That's the one.
I spit it out. Special Delivery.
I want that.
Special Delivery.
I need that.
Everybody was Harlem Shaking to. He recently got out of jail. If you guys have not heard about this, he was released from prison after serving a decade plus sentence for a 1993 murder. This is a crazy story. You have heard it. In October 1993, G-Dep ambushed and shot a Queens man during an attempted robbery before fleeing the scene. Unbeknownst to him, he didn't know that the dude died. So it became a cold case. He confessed to it in 2010, like, oh shit, this dude died, which led to a murder conviction and a 15-year to life sentence in 2012.
Damn.
In December 2023, New York Governor Kathy Hochul granted the 49-year-old clemency. All right, I brought this up because he posted a video of him being out, and the first place he went to go eat was IHOP. And I thought to myself, I had to ask you this question. You did 10 years in prison. What's the first place you would eat at? And listen,
I have no idea.
This is why it's an interesting question. I had to think about this because you think. IHOP, really? But you have been looking for quote unquote real food for a while that you can't go to like a mid-tier sit-down restaurant, like an Olive Garden, because you're hungry as hell, right?
Yeah.
They can't bring you fast food because you don't really get out on time. You can't be like, yo, come pick me up at 1. You might not show up to 1:32, whatever, processing. I was like, well, if it's a morning, a McDonald's breakfast be hitting sometimes in the morning. But then I'm like, if it's the afternoon, you can't bring me no fast food. It might be easier to think of my last meal than it would be my first meal out. Like, that's how crazy it
that's
is.
That's true. Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. I could probably.
Because what are you next to?
I could
to?
Probably think of what my last meal would be, but my last meal going to be so loaded.
What, like carbs? Are we talking about sugar food?
Meat.
just all that. This is. Oh man, yeah. I was like, "Yo, what would I want after like eating jail food for a minute?" I have no idea. Oh man, did you participate in this eclipse situation? We had a total eclipse.
I tried, but I didn't because I was in the eye doctor with my mother.
Who's for you or for her? Y'all both got
for
a two
her.
For one. Oh, okay.
For her.
So we had a solar eclipse. And we were in the path of totality. So it was from Texas to Maine. So if y'all was on California, there's like, nothing happened here. But this eclipse was so serious to people. I kid y'all not. You can, kids could go home early. Parents could sign their kids out early. And that was an excused absence. Like they could go home. And a lot of people, we had like over 100 kids go home early. We had sunglasses, the little glasses for the
little
kids.
Little solar glasses, yes. Yeah.
And they were walking around with them. They were all excited. I'm like, y'all had no idea what an eclipse is. Y'all barely been on Earth, right? I walked outside during it because around 2:06 where we were at, I didn't have the glasses. I didn't feel like going down to the office and getting any of them.
Well, you can still see. Look at that.
Well, I didn't look up. I wasn't no goof. I just walked out like, oh, it's real dark right now. That was about it. But people really were taking it seriously. I had no idea about this astrology. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Influencer. Did you hear about this girl, Danielle Johnson?
No. What'd she do?
She killed her partner and pushed her two children out of a moving vehicle. The ages were 9 and the 8-month-old. The 8-month-old died because the 9-year-old was holding her. Then she crashed and killed herself. Because she said apocalypse was coming. This was early morning on April 8th, the day of the eclipse.
What?
I know. Because I was like, this is what happened. I was like, oh, let's talk about the eclipse real quick. Let me go see. I put eclipse in, I think. And this story came up today. And they were like, they think she stabbed her boyfriend, right, in the early morning.
Did he live?
No, he did. She fatally stabbed him. Sorry.
Shit.
And then with her two daughters, she fled the scene and was driving her her Porsche. And
I'm like, The 9-year-old lived.
Now think about that life, y'all.
You done lost your whole... Oh, my Lord.
That... And then I was like, first, I said, there's astrology influencers. I don't know if I want to say astrology. How did that work? I really...
That's so
sad. Yeah. Y'all... I'm pretty sure most of our audience grew up with newspapers. The horoscopes weren't right all the time. So, but you still read it for fun. So I don't understand how you can be an astrology influencer. She couldn't, like, what was her record? So her birth name was Danielle Johnson, which is my godkid's mom's name. And she was self-help and healing sessions under Danielle Ayoka, A-Y-O-K-A. Yeah. Crazy story. That shocked me. I was like, golly, what was going on?
That's trash.
Yeah. And I feel bad for the 9-year-old child and obviously the 8 and her 34-year-old boyfriend. Like, just that's scary when you think everything is good and then a person snaps.
Yes. We was just good a week ago, and here you are
doing. Everybody's world's changed. Everybody's. Nothing stays the same with that. Neo, I want to talk about Neo real quick. He was on this chart I posted on the Facebook group. And the chart says, if I play this R&B singer, will he help me have sex? My question, did you see the chart or no?
I think I saw it for a quick second, but I didn't really pay attention.
So the chart only obviously says he. I want to ask you, is there a woman that's in the sex playlist or less, you know, the smooth midnight love quiet storm playlist that you will put together? Because obviously there's no woman on this list. And I was like, how come there's no women? Is that not a go-to to play a woman if you're trying?
If you're not playing no Janet Jackson, I am confusion.
Yes.
I feel like she gave us a whole album on sex.
So it goes from not very to very. The people that's on the very is Genuine, Prince, D'Angelo, Jodeci, R. Kelly's on here. The Nat Very is John Legend, Anthony Hamilton. I don't understand the Trey Songz. Why is Trey Songz so far left on Nat Very? Like, when was this list made? But The Weeknd is on this list. So I'm like...
Because I had a Trey Songz moment the other day. I forget what song. Oh, it was Sex Room that came out. And it's an ongoing joke amongst my group of friends because I love Sex Room. And I actually think Trey Songz goes off at the end. He's just kind of going off on this little tangent, right? Mm-hmm. A friend of mine cannot stand I'm Trying to Be Sexy Ludacris, okay?
Hi, welcome to my little sanctuary. You've been looking so good all day and you really got a nigga pretty anxious, babe.
Like when Luda talk, it's like... trying to be like sexy on the song. He's like so despised it. So, and it always comes up anytime we listen to Sex Room. Like as soon as it come on, he just start cracking up. So it's like this ongoing joke about Sex Room and him not like Luda. And I'm always going to play it because Trey Songz go off. And so after I listened to that one, like randomly another Trey Songz song came on.
Okay.
And I was really like, Trey was in his bag. So now I went down this whole Trey Songz playlist of songs, and Trey Songz is easily on the very side. Easily. Yeah,
this list doesn't make sense because even teenage Usher and 35-year-old Usher. Well, maybe that's how it tells you how old this list is because there's 35-year-old Usher on here. It's like they're almost in the middle. Brian McKnight is the only one that's in the middle. I'm really confused about this list. I really understand. Or I'm trying to figure this out. Like, are we only going by singles? Are we going by deep cuts? What is going on here on this list?
That person don't know neither.
But Neo was on the Nat Sexy, and he has a
lot. But you know, I don't feel like there's... I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I didn't feel like there's a lot of solo women sex cuts. Like, I have to think of some groups, because like SWV got some Escape, but I'm like, single women.
Even though they do have 112 on this list, but single. Oh, Beyonce.
Beyonce. Mm-hmm.
Maya got to have one. Monifa has one, obviously, because she has Peaches and Cream. And does Mary J. Blige doesn't have a sex song, does she?
Thank God, because I couldn't imagine.
She gives you love and like heartbreak, but I've never heard
like I couldn't imagine her trying to be sexy on the track.
Alicia Keys has a gay sex song. I remember that.
What they gonna do, cause we the same sex. And we spending all this time. This could be the love we ain't made yet. Even though it's on my mind, we ain't even had the conversation.
But do you wanna testify? And not only the last album, but the album before, I believe, she has a song where she's like, I'm not into women, but if I was into women, and she does it from a perspective of like her first encounter with a woman. It's sexy.
Okay.
Aaliyah, she didn't give us sexy songs, right?
No.
She was coming into that, but we didn't get it. I mean, rock the...
But this, these are like, we talking about sexy songs that's going to get you...
Get you laid. Like, you,
yeah. That some people got sexy songs, but they don't have sexy songs that'll get you late.
Tweet got a song, right? Oops, oh my, right?
But see, that don't lead that into getting you late.
It's not going to help you have sex.
That's a song about sex.
But it's all right, hold up. If it's reversed, if I'm at a girl's house and she throw on Oops, Oh My, that's going to help her get laid. Now, she might not need to throw on Oops, Oh My, but I'm like, she might
how that's going to help her get laid?
Because I'm just saying, she throwing out the signals like, okay. Oh, wait, hold up. T-Boz is Touch Myself Ain't That Good, though. Adina Howard has some, obviously. T-shirt and panties. Smooth has Strawberries on Top of Me.
It's not getting you laid, though.
Wait, all right. Give me your male song.
Strawberries on Top of Me. I don't think that's late. It's about sex, but I don't think it's a sexy song.
Right. Genuine is on Very. What Genuine song is getting the guy laid? What is he throwing on? So Anxious? Is that it?
So Anxious, yeah. I'm trying to think of some more Genuine songs.
Yeah, see? D'Angelo is obviously How Does It Feel?
Yeah.
Robin Thicke, Sex in the Morning. Jodeci, Feeding.
Come Janet, and talk to me. I mean, they got the girl moaning on the end of the whole goddamn track. It's about the sex.
Do women not know how to sing about sex? Sing about, what am I trying to say? Initiating it. Cause like So Anxious and Nice and Slow, there's so many male songs that's like, yo, I wanna come through. There aren't women's songs. It's just like women's songs are just like, I like what you do to me. Like the way you make me feel. They have great love. Women probably have better love.
You know
songs.
What it is? I feel like women don't speak from their point of view. So like they'll have a sex song, but it's about what he did.
That's what I'm saying.
Or how he started. Or
yeah, how come there's not too many women's songs where like
I'm sure it is, and we just not thinking of them.
Y'all probably yelling. Y'all forgot this one.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Monica and Brandy don't have sex songs, do they?
I was just about to say that. I was really sitting here like, Brandy ain't got no, because you know Brandy wasn't allowed to be that way.
Hold on.
She had to be very girl next door.
Hold on. I put a Midnight Love playlist. Hold up. Do I have it? Let me go.
But see, Midnight Love play R&B ballads, love songs, right? Like, we know
I'm trying to see if there's anything on here that could have made this list. And I got to skip through it, too, because there's like 500-some-odd songs on here. Where is it at? Oh, Midnight Love. Okay. So, yeah, I'm looking at... We can skip past Escape because we already mentioned them. Whitney Houston don't really have anything on here. I mean,
Jade.
What's the Jade? So, like, because they got
so
you.
Unable.
That's about initiating sex. My love. And plus, it's kind of if you throw on some Jade and I'm kicking it with you, I think we finna dance. Like, what are we? We finna have sex with Jade? These are the men now. Tyrese. Oh, Toni Braxton, though.
Toni got heartbreak songs. That's all she talk about.
I love me some him. No, you're making me high.
She got I love you songs and heartbreaks. I mean, you making me high is giving that you giving up the D.
Oh, TLC got sex songs too. Damn, but that's a group.
That's what I was saying. Like I feel like women, most of the girls is groups.
How come solo women don't have sex songs? And, obviously, SWV got sex songs, but yeah. Solo women.
Hey, yo, did you know Jade was from Chicago?
I probably did and forgot. When I went through a J because I wanted to sample them drums. I
knew they was from New York or something.
That's because they probably their stylist probably was. Because nobody in the city was dressing like that, like for real, for real. Obviously, Prince got tons of them. Maya has a song called Baby, It's Yours. It might be slow.
Baby, it's yours. I'll give you the world.
Look, Mike, I'm at Michael J. I'm going through the M's. Oh, baby, yeah. Mary J. Blige does kind of have a sex song, but it's.
What song is that?
It's the remake. Baby, come. All Night Long by the Mary Jane Girls. I know that's not her song.
That don't count.
You Bring Me Joy. No, see, this woman loves singing about love. Like they don't want to sing about sex.
Right. I'm about to say, no.
I guess you know why? Because they feel like, now I got to moan on this shit. And he's going to be like, man, you sounded real good on that track. That's how you be sounding with me. Of course, Keith Sweat got songs.
That's just how you be sounding with me.
Jodeci. Of course, Janet Jackson. Yeah. Jade, I Want to Love You. I Like the Way.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not.
Faith don't have a sex song? Faith Evans, not Faith Hill? Because I got to be clear with that. Of course, Erykah Badu don't have one. But I feel like Erykah Badu has a good voice and sound that she could have made an amazing.
Jill Scott don't have no Sex Me Down song.
Which is wild, because remember she was giving fake head?
She was tucking down the microphone. Yes. Yeah.
What was that about? What was all that about?
I don't know.
Oh, man. How has nobody talked about this? How did we stumble? I wouldn't even, this one, not the direction I was going. It was, because I asked about why women are on this list. Look, I'm talking about. But yeah. All right, I'm done with this list. I'm at 436. Okay. That's crazy. Neo has a residency. If y'all interested in seeing him in Vegas, no.
I've been seeing some clips. I guess he's been bringing some women up on the stage, and the girls have really been showing out in a good way. Like they're like, it's my time to shine. These babies been able to dance and give it to you. But that is literally the only clip I have ever seen of his concert, and I think I've seen two or three of those type of clips. I wish him the best, though. I don't know that Neo is somebody I would want to see live.
Nah.
I can't imagine seeing Neo like in a weird way. I know he gives you production, but not production.
No. You saw his ex-wife was on the Breakfast Club talking about how she caught him cheating?
I saw that she was on the Breakfast Club. I didn't watch it though to know what she was talking about.
So
it's something about her. Oh. That amazes me. And when I say amaze, well, hear me out.
Okay.
When I say amazes me, is that is not who I saw Neo with. Like the way she comes, like her, I don't want to say her portrayal of herself, but like her. Something about her is like, you chose her?
That's the exact thoughts I had, because she's on that new reality Bold and Bougie. I was gonna call it Bad. Yeah, and I said, who is the, and Sarah's like, that's his ex-wife. And I said, oh, he just wanted to
it's
fuck.
It's just weird. Especially listen, especially if you get to know Monietta, because they just seem like completely two different people. Like I say that like I know her, but like know her through the TV.
Just personality wise,
like they just seem like two different people. And so I didn't even, I think I watched an episode and a half maybe, Bold and bougie.
Yeah.
And I was just taken back. Like, I'm amazed because, girl, how you do this?
So
she seems so childish to me. I don't know why.
She does come out a little immature and young actor. But, and that's what happened when I saw it. Sometimes I think men don't think that far ahead. They see the pretty face, the sexy body, and be like, I'm good. But I'm like, I mean, I guess you're good if you just gonna have deep conversations with your male friends or whatever. But I was like, what are y'all talking about? And I don't know if Neo's that damn deep, to be honest with you. But it was just...
That's true. It just didn't seem like they would be together.
Yeah. So Crystal Renee was on there, and she said the reason why she called it quits with him is because when Neo was on The Breakfast Club, a previous appearance, they asked him if he would want to know if his partner was cheating on him.
I personally am a person that is not angry at living in a blissful bubble of ignorance. Mm-hmm. The truth is rarely pretty. Mm-hmm. And in this world, in this life, you have to choose your happy. So I choose to believe the truth that makes me happy, as opposed to searching for the ugly truth that's going to mess up my happy.
And he said he preferred to live in a blissful bubble of ignorance, quote unquote. And she
appreciate
said,
your honesty.
Yeah, she said somebody sent it to her.
Asked him the question, would he be okay if not knowing if his partner was cheating? He was like, I would live in a blissful bubble. Mm-hmm. So somebody sent me that, and it was like something in my stomach was like, something ain't right. Is that how he wants me to think? And then I found everything that I needed to find that day, and I left.
And then that reminded me of, I don't know if you saw last week, I think, or a couple of days ago, Nene.
Now, respectful cheating, I could deal with that.
You can?
I might, yeah, because see, look, if I'm here in Georgia and you went to San Francisco for the... I'm saying any city. I'm saying if he went to New York for the weekend.
Okay, go ahead.
What you don't know...
Won't hurt you.
It won't hurt you. However, if you're going to cheat, you need to do it with respect.
Leaks was like, I'm cool with cheating if it's done with respect. And I'm like,
respectfully, you already sound foolish. Because how you respecting me if you cheating?
She was on IG Live with Carlos King when she said, if a man's getting down with a side chick on a weekend trip and she's none the wiser about it, that's pretty damn respectful in her eyes. Oh, all right.
Y'all out here accepting whatever, but do your thing, shorty.
Yeah, I didn't get it at all. What else I have on my list? We talked about Neo. Oh, this Missy tour with Ciara, Busta Rhymes, Timbaland. I kind of want to go.
I kind of want to go. I didn't realize Missy never headlined the tour.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I might have, why is everybody on tour this year? However, I kind of think I want to go to this Missy concert. I kind of want to go to this Chris Brown concert, but it's around the corner.
Chris Brown's already... What is this?
Yeah, it's like June 7th. Oh, okay. 11th, one of them.
All right. Chris Brown tickets. 11-11 tour. Oh, this is the tour he does in Quavo. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, but I don't even want to. I don't even know no new songs by Chris Brown. Listen, I want you to. I need you to give me all the old songs.
Oh, you know what sucks too? Well, I mean, I guess, is that Chicago's the second stop.
Oh.
It's what I mean by sucks is when it's built up. Let's say Chicago was August. He starts at June 5th. Chicago's June 7th, and you can see the set list. You're like, oh, okay, this is what. Yeah. So I know how much songs I'm gonna get. I'm gonna like, and when to go to the bathroom and whatnot. But he might switch it up night two.
I feel like he always start early here. His concerts, I feel like it's always in June when they hit.
With R Star and Money Long, which did you see the controversy with Money Long?
What she
did? It wasn't even her. So Jermaine Dupri and Brian Michael Cox were co-writers on Made For You. And Jermaine Dupri, it was like a couple of weeks ago, was upset that he couldn't submit the song for Grammys because it was submitted the year before. And I was like, wait a second, Jermaine Dupri, you have been in the industry for 30 plus years. You didn't know that was a rule?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I posted about it. But people in the comments were saying, remix it or submit a live version. You know, you could do that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you could just do that, blah, blah. So, yeah, do what you got to do. It's a good song. It's a good song.
I'm tired of hearing it.
Yo, where do you hear that? I only hear it because I don't listen to the radio, so I don't hear the song often.
TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Right. It is on TikTok. Tia Mowry got a reality show coming.
I saw that. Intrigued, are we?
Where she's going to be the real her.
Because she been the fake one this whole time?
No, well, at the post-divorce, right? That's what I'm getting.
Do I get Tamara? Because let me tell you something. I didn't really watch T and Tamara when they little reality show when it was out.
I forgot all about that.
But I have seen clips.
How will you being in Napa, you know, affect us having meetings, working on our website?
I want you to know, Tia, I am 100% dedicated to doing what we need to do for our website.
So you won't say, Tia, whatever, I'm having a glass of wine, so call me later. First of all, I don't talk like that. You have a valley voice.
Excuse me?
Yes.
I do not have a valley voice.
This is you, and action.
Hi, how's everybody doing today? Everything is great. Care for a glass of wine?
Oh, yeah.
And when I tell you, them sisters, Deborah, them conversations was deep, real, disrespectful, blunt. I'm like, shit, how y'all cool with each other?
Tia,
so, go ahead. Am I going to get some Tamara sightings? Because I need to know.
Tia Mowry, my next chapter, is set to premiere on WeTV, and we'll see Mowry navigate life for the first time on her own after years of working alongside her twin sister, Tamara, and being married to her ex-husband, Corey Hardrick. Deadline reports. It's her first reality series on her own after starring in the Style Network. I don't even think the Style Network exists anymore, y'all. Tia and Tamara. So, yeah, it was announced April 11th as part of AMC Network's Upfront. Quote, lately, I've been taking my power back.
I might
back.
Have to check it out.
Yeah, I'm so lucky to have a community. You all that are so close to my life, the ups and downs, my wins and my struggles, she wrote. All intention I set this year is to embrace all that I'm experiencing, so I'm removing the filter like never before. Quick question. Mm-hmm. Have you done the Tia videos that she be doing with the shots?
Wait, what?
You never seen she be like, I'm Tia, I forgot her middle name, Mowry, and this is my first drink of the night. And then by like drink 7, she is so gone.
She be lit.
Yes. Yeah. Laughing her little ass off. I was like, how come more people don't do these? Now, obviously, here's the thing. As a non-drinker, take this with a grain of salt. I suggest you do that with people you care about, yeah. Who care about you. Don't. I would think it would be super sad if you sit at the house by yourself, be like, I'm Shell, here's my first, and you be like, she by herself doing this?
Okay, right. This yeah, is- no, she don't. I don't really think she drink like that. Well, I don't know. I don't think she drink like that, but I know that that one particular clip was like from her birthday or something.
Yes, that's what it was. I'm like, year. Yeah, everybody yeah. Has their birthdays. Knock it out. Have fun with that. While we're in the TV section, I finished over the weekend. I did something like you usually do. Gen V, the boy spinoff.
How was that? I heard it was a good show.
It is good.
I didn't watch it.
I felt apparently. Bad watching it now after Chance Perdomo. I'm sorry if I messed his name up. He died. He was what is this guy's name on the show? I can't remember. But they were about to do season 2 and he had just bought a motorcycle. And he died like last weekend or whatever. And I didn't know how prominent he was in the show. And I'm like, oh, this is a main character. They're going to have to either do some rewrites or they got to recast. Like, that's how it's going to work. But it feels like The Boys because obviously the superpowers, but it's set at school, at a school for people with Compound V. And it's built around another mystery and conspiracy, and it's done really well. It was fun.
Okay.
It moves quick. The characters were likable.
How many episodes is it?
8. It's 8 episodes.
An hour?
Yeah. Or not even that. A couple of them were like 50. Most of them like 40. The last one's 38 minutes. So,
the nerve to make the last one short.
I was so mad about that. It was really soap opera vibes to it. Of course, you're going to get a couple of boys cameos. Like, well, not the boys, but people from that show show up here.
Right.
Because it's the same universe. And I think... what the university might be owned by Vault. Who owns everything in this damn universe?
Who owns everything, right.
So, yeah.
The boy is supposed to be coming back in June.
Yes, it is. So that's why I wanted
right
to watch
along
it.
Along with House of the Dragon.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot
we
summer.
We got the Bridgertons, which I'm excited about. But you know what's really had my attention recently?
What?
X-Men 97.
We was just about to get into that this last episode, guys. Oh my God. Hey, yo, can I be honest with y'all about my comic book nerdness? I've read a few X-Men when I was younger, but most of my X-Men knowledge came from the television show, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember that there is a place in the Marvel Universe, and it was in the X-Men comics as well, called the Savage Land. And when they went to the Savage Land, which makes no sense at all, they lose their powers, right? So Magneto couldn't, I remember the episode where Magneto and Charles were there. Magneto couldn't walk, use his magnetism, but Charles Xavier could walk. And I was like, wait, was that part of his mutant power that he was paralyzed? Long story short, I thought to myself, how come Rogue and Gambit just don't vacation there so they can have sex? Like, what are we doing? If the powers are taken away, you guys would be able to touch and you could just get this over with. Then I looked it up and I was like, that's only in the cartoon. The comic books, Savage Land did not have those powers to take away mutant powers. I was like, oh. And I feel like they're going through that now. But this Genosha episode, there was plenty of bars being dropped, especially with Magneto. When they was like, we don't let terrorists become president or leaders. But he said, so many of your leaders become terrorists. the dirty Mackin that be going on in this show.
The dirty Mackin.
Yo, the Wolverine still was like, yo, we can't do this, Gene. And then, it's so much soap opera drama. And I apologize for hopping around the way we doing this, because so much stuff happens in this one episode between Madeline Pryor and Cyclops and Jean, and then Jean and Wolverine, and then Magneto, Rogue, and Gambit, who's everybody's crush. Everybody love them some Gambit.
Yes, you know how mad I was, bro. I'm like, not Gambit.
He was like, the name is Gambit. Remember it. Remember I was like, yo, yes, let's go. I can't wait. To next
Not
week.
My Gambit.
Because this show is so damn good. It is so good. Oh, man. I'm glad that, like, they are making this for us, the ones who watched it in the 90s. And, like, now they're just going all in, like, yo, the best. Because I didn't know this. It's been explained to me, like, the Avengers are co-workers. The X-Men are our family. So that's why you get this soap opera drama, because they're so connected. They live together. They work together. They have feelings for each other. And it's just, it gets messy. And I'm here for that. Before we get into Real Housewives of Potomac, Jonathan Majors was sentenced to 52 weeks in a domestic violence program. I feel like that's great for you, my God.
Yes.
You got no one jail year. Time.
Why they got labeled 52 weeks? Do you just say 1 year?
I don't know. Maybe you get a week off for Juneteenth or whatever. I don't know how this works. Christmas, you ain't got to go. Maybe that's how it works. So it's just like, yo, you just got to do 52 weeks. Just make sure you do that.
Consecutively, do I go for 2 weeks, be off for a week?
Can I go 52 days? Just knock it all out. All right, let's get into the Real Housewives of Potomac. What did you think about this part two?
Somebody called this The Real Housewives of Pathetic, and I have been tickled ever since.
It's not.
Go ahead.
It not too much has happened in these first two episodes. Well, I brought it up to you, like, it's usually the third episode, the good episode. I mean, Candace.
I figured that's why you asked.
Candace with the tears, because I can't remember last year.
Okay, listen, I ain't going to hold you. I was annoyed with Candace and the tears, okay?
The triangle?
I'm always annoyed, but I just feel like she was overly doing it this season. Like,
I can't, Andy. I can't. like, okay. I can't.
Like, girl, okay, I get that you've been acting, but Jesus Christ. I am still astonished about how Giselle is trying to show up and show out on this reunion.
So this season she had an emotional journey, right, with her daughter graduating and her father passing. And then this I always say this when it comes to reality shows, the most of the time these people are co-workers, right? So we even learned here that Robin went to the homegoing celebration, and Karen, who had lost her mother a few years ago, volunteered to bring food for Giselle's daughters. The rest of them ladies weren't into it because they're not friends. Not that they're like, ha-ha, your dad's dead or whatever. And this one, Candace had got emotional just hearing about her father passing away. And I think Giselle sounded amazing when she's like, you know, when they was giving out fathers, I had a great one. I like the clip we got to see from when they went to New Orleans. That was really dope. But she calls out Candace and Wendy for making faces when she talked about Grace going to school in Florida. They deny that. Candace says, you always weaponizing your daughters. I wanted more proof of that. I don't know if she weaponizes the children a lot. And then Wendy claimed to have said something positive, but it wasn't caught on camera. What say you? Do you think she actually said?
I mean, I can't say nothing because when you see it, so I don't know. But I do know Candace said, like, congratulations or something of that sort during the thing. And you didn't acknowledge that. But also, baby girl, why would I be making faces about your daughter going to college?
Yeah,
I that just don't even make sense.
Yeah, I would have started there. So we also learned that Candace had sent DMs to Robin, and she was shocked to find out that Robin wasn't set with her, mostly for that colorism thing, I guess.
But with that being said, Candace literally stated, I don't think any of the people on this stage are colorists.
Yeah, I think here's... And I hate that when they rehash this because it's not enough time. It's just like it's such a short
section. I mean, it's enough time for them. They just don't give us a week.
Yes,
they be there for like 12 hours.
Yes, because even in part two, he was like, this has been a long day. I think what Candace was trying to get across was they benefit from colorism. Meaning, you guys get treated differently than we get treated. I don't know. I think that was her point. I don't know if she made that point really well because it came across as like,
think her anger for Giselle and everything else that was going on might have took
overshadowed
over.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
What Robin felt go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Just Robin felt like Candace was trying to get her fired from Real Housewives. I was like, I don't get that.
Well, that's because Candace was going around talking about she should be fired. Like, if the Candace, purpose of this coming on this show is to tell your reality and you're not telling your reality, so why be on the show?
Yeah. I also thought that Candace, in due time, I feel like she was going to, because it's only so long Fake Thugs can pretend, as Jay-Z said.
She would have been done this season. Like, I don't think she would have came back after last season if this shit didn't drop. So now they, like, give her another year so she can probably explain to us what's going on. We could see this, you know, fault, like, come out. But instead, Robin and Juan decided to be in their homes and come up with their game plan for the season. That's what I believe, that they'll have no proof of that. Yeah. And then move forward from that. And because they're like, you really ain't give us too much shit this season, then we really don't need you. Because I really don't think she was going to come back after last season if this whole shit about Juan and all them girls didn't drop.
Yeah, I feel you. I see Mia talked about how Ink thinks Jeremiah is his biological son. And she's pretty confident that Jeremiah is Gordon's son. Y'all could have just got a DNA test. And she
We can actually get the answer.
Yeah.
Like, we can really get the answer.
She feel like he thinks it's like wishful thinking. I was like, if I really wanted that child to be mine, I would get some clarity.
You think she's going to be pregnant again?
Mia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you think she's gonna have another baby?
Yeah, she about securing bags. So I think she would. The rapper Karen accused Mia of sleeping with was Ink, and he's a radio personality, not a rapper. She made it clear that she didn't leave Gordon for Ink, and his separation was due to Gordon's personality. He had nothing with money or anything else. And she can't file for divorce until June 2024. Is this because they live in Maryland, right? Like, you got to be legally separated for 1 year?
Separated for a certain amount of time, I believe so.
Yeah. All right, here's the thing, too. Last week I asked, Last week I asked, was Andy being shady when he was like a DJ or being old school? We agreed, old school. Why was Andy being shady? Or just wanted to know how big her apartment was? What does that got to do with anything? He was like,
I feel like it's got to be small because, and me and the other seasons be like, oh, I got this 10,000 foot.
That bed, maybe that's why, because she's always, mansion. Yeah.
I got, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we had to downgrade. Like, she always talking.
Yeah, you're right. That because she always brings it up. It was 1,100 square feet. It's like an apartment in DC, and Gordon lives in Charlotte. And he comes out for the kids. Here's who you know who was the all-star who came off the bench firing hot?
Wendy.
No, but I don't think Wendy was off the bench. Wendy did have some good ones. I think it was Chris.
Chris. No, Chris was not playing with their ass.
He's like, next question. Let's go. Like, I'm here. No, the way she felt. I love like that. When you stand up for your partner, like, no, you felt some type of way. Let her feel the tips.
He was not playing with them. No. I was over here like, well, go off there, Chris. He was like, well, why are you here? I'm here to support my wife.
Yeah.
And the nerve of Robin, the nerve to be over here questioning what this man doing when you can't question your man.
Yeah, he's not even here. Before we get to the last part, well, the cliffhanger, Giselle and Jason, I feel like Giselle was like, I need something other than my daughter and Robin. So my daughter is in Robin. So let me get a friend with benefits, because it really felt like this relationship for television. And
it was.
He messed up by getting a photo with the blonde woman or whatever. And that's about it. So.
Damn it. I was finna mention something else.
I was thinking, who's messing with athletes or something? I can't remember no more. It's such a long little show. But then while you think about it, Gordon was like, I'm ready to share some lighter some things. And that's where we.
What you think he going to say?
I don't know. Like, he kind of shot his wad with the group DM. He should have saved all that.
He should have saved that.
Saved all that for then. I was like, why'd you say it then? But I'm excited to finally put a bow on this damn season and see what the mess is that Gordon got. Also, you know what? Why does it never work for men in that situation, right?
What you mean?
What I mean is, if you are dating a guy and the guy is the worst and you come out and say, man, he was trying to mess with my friends, he was this to my mom, blah, blah, I feel you would get more sympathy if it were reversed and that guy was like, she's trying to fuck my friends, they're like, nigga, you should have known that she was a skeezer or she was a sucker. Like, nobody cares. And I feel like that's how Gordon will come off if he's like, man, she ain't never loved me. I'm like, you couldn't tell that she didn't love you? She was only with you for your money? Like, we don't get the sympathy because we should be smarter. It might be sexist and misogynist, but I feel like that's how it is. Like, well, women, he took advantage of you. And you're like, you was a dummy. You let her take advantage of you?
That's true. But that's because people think women ain't smart.
Yeah, keep playing that game. You're gonna be looking like Gordon talking about something. She ain't never loved me. I'm like, all right. Anything else?
I can't remember what I was gonna say. So.
I'm upset. Did you?
I was really sitting here like, fuck. I was trying to go back through it. It was something I was happy about. Oh, well, this ain't it, but it do make me remember. I love how Karen was shutting shit down.
Oh yeah, like I don't gotta defend nobody for about. Yeah, she was.
I love how she was shutting shit down.
I can pull up TV show alley. Let me see.
Boom. Okay, I don't know. I can't remember what it was.
If anything broke, let's see. It's official. Kenya Moore to return to the Real Housewives of Atlanta for season 16.
Thought we knew this already.
Portia and Simon house is for sale. The Monica girl is pregnant. That's from Salt Lake. Let's see if Wendy has more to her own story than drinking more water and her witch mother trying to spook Nick.
If I'm being honest, Wendy don't. Her storylines ain't great or nothing. Like the Wendy, all she do to me now, she gonna come in with a stinger here and there and give you fashion.
Yeah.
But everything else always seemed fake.
Oh, my bad. I should have skipped all the
What happened to her candles?
Let's see. Candy ass is gross. It's message boards be hilarious because.
No, that shit with Candy and the TLC. And Latasha.
Oh.
And that shit is hilarious to me.
Was that this? That was last episode where we learned about the Juice Adora situation where, like, she said something about if I want to work with somebody and I know their friend, I would go to the friend first. And they tried to have to explain it to Andy. And I was like, so Drew Winter didn't contact you? I wish, I appreciate them trying to break it down, but I wish he had asked more questions. But I was like, okay. You don't remember that part, or you was confused when she said it? Like,
I don't remember.
Yeah, so he was like, "What? Why didn't you not want to work with Juice Adora when it came to the Chicago show?"
Oh, right, right, right. And she was like, well, "Yeah, okay."
She's like, "Well, if I know a friend, I go to the friend first." And I was like, "So, here you go."
It was shady. The whole answer seemed a bit shady.
This person look like they make some sense. Absolutely agree. It should be addressed as it seems to be a fan-driven issue to me. I don't believe Giselle or Robin are colorists at all, too. I see bleached skin and bad makeup. She's got another pick lighter than that. Google it. Otherwise, we can agree to disagree. Maybe she's talking about Candace. We see different things. This is just fine. Her mother's colorism struggles speak to Wendy's experience. Oh, maybe this is Wendy. With the issue and why she may see it in places others who do not experience colorism may not. Plus, it was on camera and shocking. Production and cast treated it like the elephant in the room. They didn't want to address it. Because I think I brought it up how Wendy's mom was lighter. Somebody literally said colorism is the reason for Giselle and Robin's phenotype. They're saying they should be, oh, whatever. I thought you was going to say some good stuff, but it goes on long. All right, we're good.
Yeah.
Anything? It didn't come back to you?
Nah, it didn't.
Somebody asked a question.
Next week, and I'll be like, hey, yo.
Somebody asked this question before we get out of here. Has a married ex ever come back trying to be friends?
Wait. A married ex?
Oh, this is interesting. This wasn't even the question. Because at first I thought, like, has your ex-husband tried to be friends? I'm like, that'd be weird. But I mean,
but no, if y'all one got of your exes who got married.
Married, yeah. No, somebody's like, is men really worth all this for dating? And I was like, damn, this person is really going through it. Like, I don't want to date no more.
I'm cool with an ex who's married.
But did they come back, or were you guys always cool and that person got married?
No, we stopped talking. They went and got married. And then
came back. See, here's the weird part about that situation. Not from your perspective. From his wife's perspective. Right? It would be weird for me to... I'm married.
I'll be honest. I don't think she know.
Oh, yeah. Because...
I'll be honest.
I'm not saying the guys...
it's not like we hang out together, but like, he might hit me up for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm thinking on some innocent stuff. It's just you'd be like, but why all of a sudden you want to be friends with them now? What's going on?
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Like, he might be on the, you know, I just want to be cool with everybody. Yes, all it took was me telling him that I would reach out to his wife and that he knew I would find her. He stopped being my friend. Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. I was like, at least run it by your wife first. But like, yo, back in the day, you could, like, if you was using your real Instagram, she could see if you was liking pictures and stuff like that. But they changed that setting. All right, that is the episode. You can tweet me at One and Only Katweet Shell.
@SXShell. You follow me on Instagram. Follow me on the Snappy Chat at iMills with the Z Shell.
This is all I'm gonna say about this. I hope you don't have too much to say about this. But the internet ain't shit. Khloe Kardashian gets flooded with condolences on social media amid the death of OJ Simpson following years long conspiracy. He was her father. Y'all ain't shit for that.
You know what? As soon as it dropped, I went in the comments and somebody was like, oh shit, somebody go check on Khloe.
Yeah.
And I was like, y'all really ran with this and just forever. Kept going. Like,
forever. Check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys, I say peace, she says.
Bye.